Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, my colleagues. I know I am standing between you and lunch, so I promise to make my remarks short, brief, and hopefully on the mark. This conference provides an opportunity to generate the political will required to end chronic malnutrition and to achieving zero hunger. The high-level participation expected in this conference evidences the growing support for improving nutrition. In fact, nutrition, for the first time, is now at the heart of the global development agenda. Through its recommendations across 15 sectors, the ICN2 Framework for Action document outlines how national governments, civil society, business, and the international community will come together with a common purpose to improve nutrition. The ICN2 Framework for Action builds on the efforts of the 1,000 Days Program, the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement, and the Zero Hunger Challenge. All movements with the goal of not just reducing malnutrition and hunger, but with the goal of ending it. All importantly, this ICN2 framework acknowledges we as a global community must come together, because ridding the world of malnutrition requires each of us to look beyond our particular agency, our particular government, our particular business, our particular civil society organization, and our particular educational or research institution to embrace the ideas, the capacities, and the resources beyond any one sector. Eliminating malnutrition and stunting is not just a question of improving economies, growing nutritious foods, improving health interventions, improving sanitation, strengthening agriculture, or providing greater educational opportunities. It is a question with an answer that requires all of the above as the only correct response. The answer also requires, as noted by President Kanayo Nwanze, that we as a global community must recognize and support women as central to achievement of our goal. Women are the world's frontline food, nutrition, and health workers. Women also hold frontline in education, agriculture, and even economics. At village level, regional level, and national levels, we must recognize the essential role women play and allow them the opportunity to perform that role. We must also recognize that breaking the intergenerational malnutrition challenge requires specific efforts for children in their first 1,000 days, adolescent girls, pregnant women, and lactating mothers. Proven interventions with nutritious, complementary, and fortified foods must reach young children, mothers, and women. If we collectively fail to prevent irreversible stunting in children today, not only do we limit children's potential, we also lay the groundwork for obesity and health problems for tomorrow. So we must recognize the importance of preventing stunting as well as acute malnutrition during humanitarian crisis. We must give greater emphasis to addressing nutrition when we provide support during crisis and conflict response. And as the executive director of the World Food Program, we are committed to doing just that. In closing, as we go forward, our desire to generate action must avoid creating additional layers of bureaucracy. Instead, we must create global architectures which support country and community level action and results. In the village, in the urban slum, in the war-torn neighborhood, in the arid land, on the small island, where the hungry child, the pregnant mother, the adolescent girl, and the struggling father don't see us in this room. But what we do, what we say here, what we commit here, should and must matter to providing each of them with a better and a brighter and a different future. We must remember, investment in nutrition is not just important, it is essential. Because a malnutrition and hunger-free world is essential for a peaceful, productive, and secure, stable world. Nelson Mandela said it. It always seems impossible until it is done. It is possible. We can do it. We must do it. Thank you.